to the portal. And we can leverage the existing portal name recognition, the audience that's already coming to the portal. They've got habits that that's where they go to find information, and they certainly trust it as a place where you can securely get personalized information about you. And by leveraging the portal to deliver this mobile personalized functionality, we're able to get it to be on all devices. Any device with a browser, you can get at that functionality. If we just if we decided just to spin up separate native apps to enable mobile access to these things, the native app is only going to be available on those small set of devices that can support that native app. By leveraging the portal and the mobile web view, you can get really good access to that functionality, not only on your phone, but on all of those other devices. So that's the general strategy that we've been promoting. And I want to go through a use case where this kind of proves out how valuable it was. So in February of this last year, our registrar, who was relatively new to the university, he had expressed an interest in delivering final grades to students on the phone by the end of the semester. So it was an extremely aggressive timeline that he wanted to use. And this is, you know, this is what the experience was for students at up until that time on the phone. They're logging into the PeopleSoft self-service student center, and that is not mobile optimized, and it's hard to click through and actually get to your grades when you're on a native device. So he looked at a couple different options. One is he looked into third-party vendors that do offer native apps that tie into the PeopleSoft infrastructure. And he also looked at, contacted the group that had developed the university native app and thought, well, maybe they can just extend it, add authentication and identity management to that application and deliver the grades. But both of those were going to cost, you know, significant resources in terms of time and money. And we approached him and said, well, why not use the strategy that this emerging strategy that we've developed and leverage the portal? So he was certainly sold on that idea as I went through some of the advantages of that. And so we embarked on an effort on a very short timeline from February to the end of May to deliver that. It was a collaborative effort in order to do that. The registrar's office does have a couple Java developers and that were doing mobile, more static mobile delivery, and they were very interested in getting into this new world of developing more mobile-targeted applications. So they were involved. We also had a user experience expert from our Division of IT Communications group who did a lot of help with design and some usability. One of my team members who is a portal developer expert joined the team to implement part of it as well. And in addition, we did get help from the JSIG community, and in particular was a developer from Unicon that helped out. That was because we decided to leverage the courses portlet that was available in that would come with uPortal, and they were interested in extending grades. Currently, it didn't have grades integrated into it, and they were interested. The community was interested in adding grades, and so by everybody working together, we were able to accomplish this. And by the end of the semester, we did deliver a final grades portlet in the portal. And so now it was available to, if you're on your desktop, on your laptop, or on your phone, you're able to easily get access to final grades. The uPortal includes the ability to deep link into a particular portlet And so our communications was able to create a short link for that and tweet it, and users were able to, on their phone, just click on that link, authenticate, and get immediate access to their grades. So feedback was really rather positive. Based upon having that success, the RO is, the registrar is now interested in embarking on other portlets for improved access to course resources. This includes adding a grid view of your schedule and improving the ability to map your courses on your phone. And we will be, again, looking to take advantage of the native app capabilities that are offered with U-Mobile as well. One of the advantages of that is if you want to, you know, kind of out of the box, U-Mobile will allow you to get access to all of that customized content that's within your portal, but you can substitute in specific native special functionality for maps or whatever as you need. So, you know, basically the bottom line of leveraging the portal and U-Mobile really allowed us to very, in an agile way, create new functionality, do it in a very cost-effective manner, and allows it to be available on any device. And we didn't really have to learn any new skill set in order to be able to do this. So with that, we do have about 10 minutes for questions. Anybody has any questions? And there are two microphones in the room.
Quick question, I may have missed this, but what's the authentication scheme that you guys used for your, for the third speaker, sorry, for the grades part of the app? Is it, was it CAS or Shibboleth or?
We're currently using Shibboleth.
We're CAS, we're CAS shop.
And we're Shibboleth.
I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about any governance structures you've put together on campus to decide on your next priorities, or when you get new ideas, how you decide what you're going to roll out next.
I'll just briefly mention, in conjunction while we were doing a lot of this, we revamped our governance, our portal governance, to create a kind of a campus-wide advisory group. And so as we were making decisions on, you know, what should be in the mobile view and what kind of navigation and things like that, we had that governance group set up. And it's a smaller, maybe a dozen and a half people that were selected to be on it and to provide advice. It's not a, they're not a consensual decision-making body. And we also have a mobile steering committee that has been leading the effort of the mobile native app, and we worked closely with them as well, and we anticipate collaborating more.
I've taken a different tack on governance for this. When we started our portal, we found that when we tried to create a governance committee, we got very bogged down in decisions. We were not agile, we weren't responsive, and what we were deciding, quite frankly, was designed for a 50-year-old gray hair working in the office of the registrar. That was not the audience we were trying to reach. So our governance committee now is students. We take ideas from anywhere. We have ideas sourced for Portal and for U-Mobile within those environments using survey tools. We've also used hints and suggestions from our university Facebook page. We've tried IdeaScale. So, and we do take ideas from administrative offices on campus. We idea source very broadly. The decisions about what is included and the priority of those decisions either comes from the president and the image and branding decisions made by the university, or it comes most importantly and usually from the students and what the students want, particularly the students who are driving the project and working on the team. Students tell us what they want.
So we have two parts. We have a mobile technical strategy work group, and that's drawn from players all over the campus. These are folks who are both technically inclined and also people who are on multiple projects, so they understand the issues at hand. And having that was really important for evaluating the technical soundness of the decisions that we're making. But separately, we have a, I think the situation was similar, where we had a very large kind of governance organization for our portal and its offerings, and that got slimmed down quite a bit, and now we just have a process by which we take suggestions, weigh them, and then get them built. So we'll continue to use that. And I think as people realize, oh, if I put it in the portal, it goes on the mobile app too, we'll start receiving a lot more business.
We've been dabbling in the same sort of space with the public coming to our campus and such, and you had mentioned maps, and that you started with just a static map. Have you drilled further down into that to try to guide people to the right rooms on a large campus in terms of how do they get there? It seems to be a most popular request we get from students, parents, and visitors, especially the first few weeks.
So at this point, we only have the ability to steer people to buildings, but we don't have the information yet about the buildings internally. I think that's what you're asking, right? Getting people to rooms. So we can get people to buildings. And it was very easy for us to do that with U-Mobile. We just got a file of buildings, latitude and longitude, and it presents it really nicely. But I will say we're also getting all the rooms evaluated internally, so maybe in a year or two we'll be able to get people right to the rooms they need to be.
You know, pretty much the same. At one point we actually had, we were marking where a student, they could drop a pin on the map where they park their car and wayfind, and I'm not quite sure where we are with Google Maps and trying to do all of this at the moment. It evolves over time. I'm not sure who made the point about the map thing being very important for visitors or first-time students, and then it really fades quickly. Anything you want to add?
Okay, I actually have two questions. One is, for each of you, how many developers do you have in the portal mobile space? I know that that's sometimes hard because in higher ed we tend to let people wear lots of hats, so you have a sysadmin developer, DBA, but your best estimate. So that's question one. Question two is, all the single sign-on methods that were mentioned, as far as I know, you have to type in your username and password each time. It's kind of aggravating. People trust their devices more than that. Do you have any insights or thoughts on what to do with more persistent single sign-on credentials on mobile devices so you could just get your device out and interact with the portal?
It is, ours is, you have to log in to the port, to the app, but once you're logged in, you...
Right, but if you haven't been in, are you still in? If I hadn't looked for 2 days,
it's not persistent login.
Yeah, so right. Persistent login, that's the thing that we've heard when we've talked to people on mobile devices. They really want persistent login because I know it's my device, I'll have it. I'll have the device killed if it gets out of my hands. I just want to be able to click, slide, and look at my thing. Hmm.
We've got some ideas on that, and we want to do it the right way. We're talking with our middleware folks, I'm sure there are people here that know the technology, but there's, I don't know if it has something to do with OAuth or something, but there's some way of, I'm really showing my naivete now, but there's a way that you can authorize devices to use, to store. Somebody knows what I'm talking about, but there's
right.
a way
this,
that you can.
It's not persisting
the credentials, but it's persisting something that is tied to your credentials elsewhere. And then, if you lose your device, you can deauthorize that device centrally. But we really want our middleware folks to step up and provide this as a service, because it's not, we're not going to be the only mobile app that needs this, so it should be a standard service.
And what was your other question?
How many developers do you have, each of you, in your mobile? Yeah, I wasn't going to let you off the hook. For your mobile and portal space combined.
My mobile and portal space combined is one full FTE. Then there is a half-time FTE that jumps in and jumps out depending upon how many projects we have, and four student staff.
We have one programmer full-time on our portal and one project manager for the portal full-time. And with the mobile stuff we're doing right now, I would say we have one composite full-time person, but that should kind of get much smaller once we get into implementation and it's out there.
We have the equivalent of three FTE just on the core portal team, probably have another eight developers that do portlet type development. It's not their full-time thing, but they'll do it to some extent. There's two or three folks that are doing heavy, they're the ones behind the mobile, general mobile native app. And more interestingly, we just hired a mobile project manager or mobile manager. So we have a person now who's supposed to be, I think, really collaborating or coordinating efforts across campus.
Great, thank you.
I think that's, go ahead.
More. If I understand right, it sounds like U-Mobile combines both the web services API layer and the presentation layer in sort of one bundle. Is that accurate? Because what I'm thinking is that there's some value in decoupling those, so you have the web services API layer completely independent from the presentation layer, so that not only could you have your portal, your mobile app, but then other people could mash up pieces of whatever bits and pieces they want in. I think it was the University of Chicago example that had, or the Wisconsin example that had the different department-specific and sort of application-specific, so they could bundle a couple different things up from what they need to develop independently, plus some of the web services that were already available for some of the core systems.
So I think, UPortal the server has an API that can be used to get to access all of this information, and that's what your native client, your U-Mobile native client, is doing. It's using that API to access that information, and I suppose that could be used elsewhere. You've developed your own Android app. You did not actually use the Titanium version,
didn't.
So in that case, they developed a native app, but using the API to get back to the portal. And again, the beauty of that is that the portal already has all of that identity management and authorization, all the groups. It knows all of that stuff already.
You've built.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.